Good morning to all. In Matthew 5, verse 6, Jesus said, quote, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Now, all of us have, at one time or the other, been hungry and thirsty. And we may have gotten so hungry and thirsty that we say, "I think I'm going to starve to death," or "I'm dying of thirst." However, Jesus is not talking about physical food or drink in this fourth beatitude. Jesus is talking about us craving righteousness, just like we were hungry and thirsty for food and water. But what is righteousness anyway? Some synonyms for righteousness include morality, virtue, justice. Sadly, we live in an immoral, unrighteous, unjust world in many, many ways. And we do hunger and thirst for a better world. We long for a more virtuous, righteous world. We long for a world where people treat each other justly. But brethren, we can't change the world, at least until we change ourselves. But how thirsty, how hungry are we for righteousness in our own lives? Do we have a burning desire within ourselves to do the right thing? And if we do have that desire, how successful are we? Friends, sometimes, even with the best of intentions, we fail to be as righteous as we know we need to be. But let's not be too hard on ourselves. We must always remember what God told the prophet Samuel. The Lord looks at the heart. God does look at our intent. Now make no mistake. God does want us to be successful in our quest for individual righteousness. But God also knows that we are frail, fallible, imperfect human beings. And when you think about it, brethren, whose righteousness are we seeking anyway? Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Let us seek, brethren, the righteousness of Jesus, and we will be filled. Let us pray. Father God, instill in us the desire, the righteousness of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in his name we pray. Amen.